In some ways, this is a tale of two seeds, corn and amaranth. Both were domesticated long ago in southern Mexico's Tehuacan Valley. Both were pounded into flour to make tamales and tortillas. Along with beans, the two were the staples that allowed the Aztec Empire to prosper. The difference is, corn went on to become the cornerstone of the world food system, while amaranth went mostly into the history books. Amaranth's descent into obscurity began nearly five centuries ago with the arrival of the Spanish and the Catholic Church, still a powerful presence here in Mexico.
For the Aztecs, it was considered a sacred grain.
Amaranth was so sacred, says biochemist Mary Delano, that the seeds were mixed with human blood in offerings to the Aztec gods.
And the Spaniards didn't like the rituals, and so they decided to abolish the cultivation of amaranth. Even Hernán Cortés said that he would cut the hands of those who planted it. So amaranth was lost.
Setting the stage for Mexico, and the world for that matter, to become the land of corn, something Delano hopes to change.
Amaranth has to get back to Mexico. It's Mexico, tierra de amaranth.
Mexico, land of amaranth. That's the name Delano chose for the nonprofit she founded to help impoverished women grow amaranth in small kitchen gardens.
Y Espíritu Santo esté en esta.
Ironically, a Catholic priest was part of the entourage on the day I joined Delano for a multi-village tour in Querétaro, north of Mexico City. Rather than condemning this pagan seed, the priest was blessing new rainwater tanks that make it possible to grow amaranth year-round. And that's important, Delano says, because according to the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, amaranth packs more protein than any other plant on Earth. She says there's a reason NASA selected it as part of its astronauts' diets.
It's even better than milk. It's also a substitute of meat and a substitute of eggs.
Amaranth leaves are also edible, packing more iron, vitamin C, and calcium than spinach. And here in Mexico, Delano's effort to revive amaranth is getting some help from the climate. In the arid Tehuacan Valley, where farmers first domesticated amaranth and corn, 51-year-old Juan Núñez says the weather's no longer reliable. He says every day brings a new risk. That's why people are leaving their fields. They just aren't profitable anymore. For corn farmers, that is. But Núñez has been growing amaranth for the last 30 years, and he's doing okay. Núñez says during a bad drought a few years back, corn farmers had no harvest, but he says his amaranth did fine. Núñez sells part of his harvest through a cooperative that processes organic amaranth into flour, breakfast cereal, and snack foods. More than 1,000 small farmers have joined the group. Of course, corn is still king in Mexico. But amaranth advocates hope to narrow the gap. At a recent meeting in Mexico City, a handful of growers, academics, and public health officials discussed efforts to promote amaranth as a new staple in the global food chain. Eduardo Espitia with the National Institute of Forestry, Agriculture, and Animal Husbandry Research says it will take some work. Espitia says amaranth is still relatively primitive. The seeds are tiny and hard to plant. But he says if researchers had even a fraction of the resources devoted to corn, they could develop more marketable varieties. And with rising temperatures, Espitia says amaranth's ability to withstand triple-digit heat makes that prospect all the more appealing. And nutritionists say it would also be a boon for the country's health. Josefina Morales is with the National Institute of Medical Sciences and Nutrition. She says the country is struggling with both malnutrition and obesity, in part because people have abandoned their traditional foods. This dual crisis has become a big priority for Mexico's government. It recently included amaranth as a strategic resource in its national crusade against hunger. But making it available and getting people to eat it are different challenges. That's not lost on activist Mary Delano. Back in Querétaro, my tour of the amaranth gardens ends with a village feast.
These are the chips.
So these are out of amaranth.
Yes.
It's delicious.
In a country where a meal isn't considered a meal without a tortilla, Delano is slowly winning over converts to her amaranth-fortified versions of classic Mexican recipes.
Beans are wonderful, and maize is wonderful. But a tortilla with maize and amaranth is totally different.
By itself, amaranth isn't all that tasty. But adding it to corn doesn't change the flavor of a tortilla. And the combination of the two makes a complete protein with the nutritional quality of meat. Delano says sometimes she feels that her efforts are like trying to build a house on the ocean. But with each new cistern and kitchen garden, she sees a movement gradually growing.
Maybe little seeds here and there, and will eventually be everywhere.
And they might need to be. According to one recent study, Mexico stands to lose up to a third of its corn-centered agricultural production to climate change by 2080, which means that with or without government support, amaranth might well become once again a grain of strategic, if not sacred, importance. For the world, I'm Sam Eaton, Querétaro, Mexico.